This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I want to share with you an idea that occurred to me last night about the unusual pairing of Chukas and Balak. Usually, when Parshios are joined, there's a common theme between the two Parshios. So you have Ayakel Pekude, talks about the construction of the Mishkan, Tazria Mitzoyra, Tzaras. But Chukas and Balak seems to be an unusual pair. The storyline is not in any way connected. The narrative is a different story completely. Chukas is about the Paraduma. Balak is about the episode of Bilam cursing Klal Yisrael. Yesterday I saw in a Sefer Nachlas Yosef that a connection is that Chukas ends Parakhaf Aleph Pasuk Lamed Aleph Ayeshev Yisrael B'Yaretz Ho'amoyri. And Balak begins that Vayar Balak ben Sipar Yis Kasha Asa Yisrael Lo Emoiri. I would add the last pasuk in Chukas is Vayachanu Ba'arvois Moyav, and Balak talks about what happened Ba'arvois Moyav. Also, I would humbly suggest that in Balak, one of the things that Balak says is Mi Mana Afar Yaakov, who could count the dust of Yaakov? Which Rashi says refers to who could count the number of mitzvahs we do with afar. For example, Efer Para, the ashes of the Paraduma. So that's another connection between Chukas and Balak. But last night it occurred to me a really nice explanation of connecting the two parshiyos. The Arizal reveals that the soul of Ba'ar, the father of Bilam, was in the Egel. In fact, who made the Egel? The Arizal reveals that Yunus and Yumburus, the two sons of Bilam, were the ones who made the Egel. In Parshas Balak, it says he took a Shnei Na'arav Imai, who were Shnei Na'arav, Yunus and Yumburus, his two sons. They somehow infiltrated the Jewish camp, and they were the ones responsible for the Egel. This would explain why it says, Vayar Bilam. Bilam saw that he wasn't being successful in cursing the Bnei Yisrael. So the pasuk says, Vayoshes El Hamidbar Panav. He sets his sight on the desert. So the Targum explains, what does it mean that he sets his sight on the desert? Vachazo Yos Agla. He focuses in on the Chet HaEgal. He understands that the sort of the soft underbelly, the point of vulnerability of the Jewish people, is the Egel. And since that's the Egel, he figures by honing in on the Chet HaEgel, he'll be able to attack Klal Yisrael successfully. But moreover, we understand that he had a particular nachas from the Egel. After all, his father's soul was in the Egel, and his sons were the one who built the Egel. So we see that a lot of Parshas Balak is centered around Bilam taking advantage of the Chet HaEgel. That was the whole point of curse of Klal. In other words, how would he be able to curse the Jewish people? Only by honing in on the Chet HaEgel. Now, in that case, we understand the beauty. By the way, that's why the Malach, the Asayin, says to Bilam, Ma lama asisi lecha ki hi ki sani ze shalish regalim. What did I do to you that you're hitting me these three regalim? Rashi says, you want, he didn't say shalish pa'amim three times, he says regalim. He's being merames that you cannot be oikar, a nation that serves, that observes the three regalim. The Mefarshim explain that the regalim are 360 hours. The shalish regalim are a total of 360 hours, and the chet ha'egel was 6 hours. Vayara amki boishesh moisha, and the shalish regalim are mevatel the chet ha'egel b'shishem, and that's a subject that we once spoke about. But we see that a lot of the theme of Parshas Balak then is centered around the chet ha'egel. Again, the soul of Bilam's father is in the Egel. Bilam's sons made the Egel. And the whole curse of Bilam is therefore to focus in on the Chet HaEgel. That being the case, we understand an amazing connection between Chukas and Balak. Rashi tells us in the beginning of Chukas, what's the reason for the Parah Aduma? Rashi quotes from Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan of Provence that the Parah Aduma is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Rashi explains at length how each detail of the Egel was atoned for with the Parah Aduma. Namely, Rashi tells us that the three species, the Eitz Erez, the Ezov, the Shnit Toilas, are mechaper of the 3,000 Jews that fell in the Egel. The Erez was haughty, the Ezov is low, to indicate we need to be humble. Elazar HaKoyin had to be involved with the Parah Aduma, just like the Jewish people gathered to Aaron the Koyin, but Aaron himself didn't do the Parah Aduma. The reason for the Parah is that if a kid makes a mess, you call on the mother. So the Egel was the child, you call on the mother, Par. It's red because sin is red, it's Tamima. Klal Yisrael before the Egel were Tamim. And the ashes were of the Parah Aduma preserved l'mishmeres, just like the punishment of the Egel is preserved. The Parah Aduma is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. So we could say, since the entire vantage point of Bilam to be able to curse Klal Yisrael was to hone in on the Chet HaEgel, therefore, as a tikkun for that, Hashem gave the remedy before. Hashem always prepares the refuah before the makkah. Namely, so Hashem gives us Parah Aduma before Bilam even comes to the scene. So Chukas is the introductory remedy for Parshas Balak. And that explains the combination of these two Parshas. Chukas, the Parah Aduma, is the tikkun and the protection from the curses of Parshas Balak. So that's just a thought about the combination of these two Parshas. If I may, I'll expand on this further on Friday, but we know that the Chet HaEgel happened on Shavas Batamas. In that case, there's no coincidence that Parshas Balak is always read the week before Shavas Batamas, indicating that Shavas Batamas is sort of the shoresh and the root of the potential curses of Bilam HaRasha. Okay, so that's one thought on Parshas Balak.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.